بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، ملك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين، آمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق وناصر الحق والحق، وهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره مقداره العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. وإذا قيل إن وعد الله حق والساعة لا ريب فيها قلتم من ندري ما الساعة إن نظن إلا ظنا وما نحن بمستيقنين. الله تبارك وتعالى تل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وإذا قيل إن وعد الله حق when you tell this fool Allah's promise is true Sa'atu and the appointed time. La rayba fiha. There is no doubt in it. Inna wa'ada Allahi haqqun wa sa'atu la rayba fiha. Qultum man nadri ma sa'a. What do they say? They said, we don't know what is the appointed time. What do you mean by appointed time? Inna zunnu illa zunna. All we have is we perceive, we think, maybe. Maybe people have been saying it that one day there will be appointed time, that the whole world will come, there will be hereafter. Maybe, but in nazunna illa zunna, all we just have is just a thought that is possible. Maybe it's not possible. Amana hanu mustaqinin, yakin certainty. We are not certain of this. So this is this people, because the issue of the hereafter is issue of itikadat. Like we said, the whole of Sharia is in 25 parts. In five parts, each of the five parts in 25. The first part is what set of belief that you have to believe in. That you have to believe, after being a Muslim, you must believe in the fact that there is the hereafter, there is the book, there is the angel, there are the prophets, there is predestination. You must believe in all these things. Why? Because the one asking you to believe in these things know more than you, and you have a proof that he is better than you. How did you come to believe that water is what you should drink? Your father just told you when you were small and you followed it. Most things we are doing today, we took it because of our belief in our father. The same thing, you must believe in the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in what he has brought from Allah. If you don't believe, then you will believe in something else, which will fail you. Here, these unbelievers are saying, "O man, how mistakenin? We have no certainty of what this is. Maybe it is true, maybe it is not true. Inna zunna illa zunna."
يَسْتَحْسِرُونَ
وَبَدَا لَهُمْ سَيِّئَاتُ مَا عَمِلُوا وَحَاقَ بِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ وَبَدَا لَهُمْ They were not sure. They were always in doubt. They were doubting Thomas's up to this time. And now hereafter has come. The appointed day has come. وَبَدَا لَهُمْ All the evil work they did, سَيِّئَاتُ مَا عَمِلُوا بَدَا لَهُمْ All the evil work they have been doing now appears to them. وَحَاقَ بِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ All that they have been jesting making as a point of jest, مَا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ A hack of him befell them today. So don't take things for jest. A lot of things you do just because of your belief, not because you have a proof for it. When you stand up, Inna Allah indahu ilmu sa'a. Allah said, only He knows the appointed day. And nobody knows. One of the things that nobody knows is that what are you going to earn tomorrow? Mala taksibu gadan, nobody knows. What are you going to, if a child, your wife has conceived, what is he going to give back to you? You don't know. Until it's up to a particular time of the pregnancy and there is a scanning before that, you don't know. Let us be very careful. If you don't have they believe in the future, you will not stand up to even come to this university. Why did you come to the university in the first instance? If you believe that when you come, you have a degree and it will make you to be a better person. So most things that we do and plan today, we don't know the outcome tomorrow. The person who is contesting an election, he doesn't know the outcome. He believes that he will win most of the time. Or there is something he will get out of it. Therefore, the Prophet came to us. We know nobody as intelligent as of wisdom has ever been sent by Allah than him. He tells us what we know in a manner that we have never known it. If he also tells us what we don't know, we should believe in him. Therefore, if you don't, the day what he tells you will come to pass. وَبَدَا لَهُمْ سَيِّئَاتُ مَا عَمِلُوا حَاقَ بِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ That day, all that will come to those that do evil will come to them and they will not be able to wait it away.
وَقِيلَ الْيَوْمَ نَنْسَاكُمْ كَمَا نَسِيتُمْ لِقَاءَ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا وَمَأْوَاكُمُ
وقيل اليوم ننسيكم كما نسيتم لقاء يومكم هذا وما ويكم النار وما لكم من ناصرين After this, it will be told to them. وَبَدَا لَهُمْ سَيِّئَاتُ مَا عَمِلُوا وَحَاقَ بِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ وقيل اليوم ننسيكم كما نسيتم لقاء يومكم هذا Today, we shall forget you. Kamana see to just like you forgot the koayomikum haza, the meeting of with us of this day. Wama awakum, today there is an abode for those who forgot us. What's the abode? Hell. Wama lahum min nasirin. You will also not have today anybody who will stand to assist you.
Take this back from that.
Here, Allah Ta'ala in Surah Al-Hashr, He's telling us, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu ittaqullaha wal tanzur nafsun ma qaddamat ligadin wattaqullaha innallaha khabirun bima ta'malun. Wala takunu kallazina nasu allaha fa ansahum anfusahum ulaika humul fasiqun. La yastawi ashabun nair wa ashabul janna, ashabul jannati humul faizun. He said, every human being, all of us, we should always ask ourselves, What is it that we are keeping for tomorrow? What is it that we are working for that tomorrow we hope to harvest? If the time you went to the farm and you are plowing and you are planting, you are not sure that the rain will fall, will you do it? But can you swear that the rain will fall? You can't. If you are not sure it will germinate, will you do it? Can you say that it will germinate? You can't. All of us, we hope on this mercy of Allah. Let us hold to the mercy of Allah. The most apparent mercy of Allah that is with us is the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Everything all of us are doing on daily basis, all the planning we are planning for every moment that is for the future, whether it's the future, the next 1 hour, on tomorrow or next tomorrow, is because of our hold to the mercy of Allah. Therefore, if you say you forget about the mercy of Allah, it is your own intelligence you are relying on, then a day will come when Allah will tell you, Al-yawma nansaykum kama nasitum liqa yawmikum hadha. We shall forget you like we forgot the meeting of this today. And then your abode will be hell and nobody will be there to assist you. That's why these 6 things, the 5 things after believing in Allah that we should have faith in, let us renew our faith in them. Because most of the problem that our people have today is we don't have faith in these things, or our faith in them is weak. Have faith in the hereafter. This work you are doing, Allah said, this is the payment he's paying for you. Know for certain Allah is going to pay for you. Inna wa'ada Allah haq. Allah's promise is there. This book, Quran, just like you cannot get mistake inside it, that's how the promises there are also certain. Believe in the hereafter. Angels. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is not the first to tell us about the angels. All prophets came, they said, angels, angels. And our prophet told us about angels. Angel Gabriel brought this message. Let us believe in the angels. Don't say until you see the angel. There are books before us. We know the Torah, we know the Injil, we know the Zabura, we know Ibrahim and Musa. All these books, if we are told, we should believe in them. If we are to see the true copy, we must believe in everything that is there. Don't say you don't believe. There is the messengers of Allah, all of them. Anyone that is called, you must say alayhi salam. If our prophet is called, you should say sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Believe in them. If you believe that, why is it that you are not the one that Allah has chosen? Look around. You know that there are people that Allah has raised you above. The way Allah has raised you above some people is the way Allah has raised some people above you. Whenever you go for an examination, you are better than somebody, somebody is better than you. The same way, you find out that Allah has raised people, and some he made them prophets, some he made them messengers, some he sent to people, some he allowed them to use the message for their own benefit and for other people to copy it. So always, let's take these messages seriously. And the most important of it is predestination. Anything you are seeing today, that's how Allah has destined it to be. Don't because of something happened to you, you psychologically break down yourself over what? You still have what is much more important with you. Your life is with you. Whatever you can't achieve today, you can achieve it tomorrow. Whatever you can't achieve tomorrow, you can achieve it next tomorrow. That's why in Islam, it is not permitted for somebody to commit suicide. If you commit suicide, it's a ticket to hell. But no matter what you are seeing, that time that you are thinking something bad has happened, there's something better than that. What is it? You yourself. Even if you are to commit a murder and you have been arrested and you are going to be killed, don't kill yourself. Still hold to the rahmah of Allah and be begging Allah. You don't know what Allah will do. So this is why it is important for all of us to hold to the rahmah of Allah. If you forget about the rahmah of Allah at any time, then you are in trouble. Look at this Quran. Each time this is going to start, it will say, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the merciful, which means the unlimitedly merciful for everything. Ar-Rahim, the one that is especially merciful. The general mercy of Allah and the special mercy of Allah. Hold to them. When you are in trouble, run to Allah. When you are working hard, hope in Allah. اليوم نستيقظ كما نسيت لقاء يومكم هذا أولكم النار أمركم من الناصرين
ذلكم بأنكم اتخذتم آيات الله وحرمتم الحياة الدنيا فاليوم لا يخرجون منها ولا هم يستعتبون
ذلكم بأنكم اتخذتم آيات الله قدوة وغرتكم الحياة الدنيا اليوم لا يخرجون منها ولا هم يستعتبون. Allah is telling these people that say they don't believe in the hereafter, they are not sure it will come, that they are only thinking it may be, it may not. People that have forgotten to hold to the rahmah of Allah, Allah is telling them, today you too have forgotten. Do you know why all this? ذَلِكُمْ بِأَنَّكُمْ اتَّخَذْتُمُوا آيَاتِ اللَّهِ خُزُوًا. Because Allah sent his signs to you. Surrounding you, you yourself, you are a sign of Allah. This many signs of Allah in you is uncountable. The one in the firmament are there. The one in the ground are there. The one you are seeing daily are there. Then the prophet is sent. He himself is a sign to you. Not only that, book is sent. Each verse is a sign. Several signs in the Quran, all examples were given, but you took them for play. To even read the Quran sometimes, to you, it's not important. If it's being read, you just pass, you don't care. وَقَرَّتْكُمْ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا. You are in this world. This world was prepared for you, but you took it. That is just a place of amusement. What were you doing in the world? It deluded you. You are carried away by all the beautiful things that you saw there. But these things, beautiful things that you see in the world, were prepared for you. You. Don't. How do you allow what is prepared for you to now be better than you? Aliyoma, la yukhrajuna minha, wa lahum yustaqtabun. They have entered the hell now. They will not be taken out of hell. And khutbah, nobody is going to ask them to seek the pleasure of Allah. Khutbah is pleasure of Allah. Today, you are asked to seek the pleasure of Allah. Radiallahu anhum wa radu anhum. Today, you are asked to look for what you will do for Allah to be pleased with you. The Sahabats, this is what they tried their best in their life. That's why Allah said, وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ وَالَّذِينَ تَبَعُهُمْ بِإِحْسَانٍ radiallahu anhum. What are doing? All they are seeking for is the pleasure of Allah. Samali ahadin indahu min nimatin tujze illa btagaa wajhi rabbihi al-aali wala sawfa yardi. When they are doing any work, when they are giving anything out as gift because of Allah, when they stand up to pray because of Allah, when they are going for jihad because of Allah, when they are assisting people because of Allah, there is nobody they are looking for to give them any payment except to the countenance of Allah they are looking for. Why? For Allah to be pleased with them. That's why here, wallahum yustatabun. Nobody's going to ask them that day to seek the pleasure of Allah. That time has passed. No matter what they do, that it will not be accepted. Sheikh Ahmad Tijani, he used to say that taqwa is imtisal al awamir wa ijtinab al nawahi min hayth yarda. Taqwa is for you to exemplify in what Allah has asked you to do. Whatever Allah asks you to do, try and stand up and do it to the extent that you have, is the best of your capacity. And whatever He says you should not do, distance yourself away from it. He says, all this, do it seeking the pleasure of Allah. For example, you can do something that Allah asks you to do, but you're not seeking His pleasure. You can distance yourself away from something that Allah asks you to not to do, and you don't do it, not that you're seeking the pleasure of Allah. So people are there, There are a lot of things they don't do it. Oh, if I learned that if you take alcohol, you can end up with cancer tomorrow. I'm not taking it. See, here now, it's not because of Allah. Somebody is saying he's a philanthropist. He's doing it so that just he's a philanthropist. No, he didn't say he's doing it because of Allah. If you have a wife, for example, you go to the market with her and you want to buy her a cloth, and you just take any cloth and said, this is it, take it, you will say thank you. But if you are looking at the cloth and asking her, do you like this one, and you are watching her countenance, you will know the time you point to the one that she likes best. So you will see it in her face. That's illabtagha wajhi rabbihi al-a'la. When you want to do something for Allah, watch out. When does he want it? How does he want it? Not that, oh, okay, Allah says I should pray, I will pray. It is time to sleep. That is time you stand up to pray. When everybody is eating, you didn't eat. When everybody is going to start enjoying now, that is time you want to eat. No. Do things at their proper time. Their proper time, you will find them in the Quran. You find them in the Sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So, wallahi, we start a bowl. If you don't do it on the day of judgment, it's not the time for you to now seek the pleasure of Allah. Seek for the pleasure of Allah today. Whatever you are doing, be asking yourself, Inna Rabbaka Labil Mirsad. Allah is watching me. As I'm doing it now, is he pleased with what I'm doing at the moment? Then you will, if you continue doing that and you are doing it with presence of mind, a time will come, you will know what you are doing that Allah is pleased with. You know what you are doing that Allah is not pleased with. May Allah make us to know what to do at each moment that is pleasing to him, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and is pleasing to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi
wasallam. وهو العزيز الحكيم
ولله الحمد رب السماوات ورب الأرض رب العالمين وله الكبرياء في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. This brings us to the end of this surah. At the end, Allah is saying, فلله الحمد. To Allah is the praise. فَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدِ. To Allah is the praise. Who is Allah? رَبِّ السَّمَاوَاتِ. He is the Lord of the firmament. That other this firmament you are seeing going on orderly, going on dutifully, sustaining them, not allowing them to go away. Is that Allah. رَبِّ الْأَرْضِ. He is the one that is also sustaining the earth and leaving it orderly as it is, the sea, the forest, the desert, inside the earth, with all the minerals that are there, everything you see, the way they are placed, Allah is the one that placed them like that, is the Lord. Rabbil Alameen. Not only this firmament, not only the earth, the whole of the creation, the whole of the universes, up to the billions of the planets in our Milky Way galaxies, billions that you cannot see, some you can see, some the telescopes are getting, none is hitting the other, all are going orderly. Kullum fi falakin yasbahun. Allah is their Lord. Here, Allah is telling us something. Rabbi samawati. This same Allah, the Prophet gave him to you and told you he's also your Lord. If you, like I normally say, if you are traveling to a city and at the gate of the city, you are told that this city is owned by one person, and that person said he will be in charge of you until you leave that city. And in the city, you see everything you want to see is in that city. Everything you want is there. from beautiful things to sweet things to things that pleases you. Would you have any doubt that this person can look after you? This Rabbi Samawatifa, this Rabbi Ardifa, this Rabbi Alaminfa is your own Lord too. That's why Imam Buhari, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he wrote his book, Sahih Buhari, the last hadith he used in concluding it is something of this. He said, Prophet Lama said, Kalimatani, Habibatani in the Rahmani, Hafifatani ala lisani, Thakilatani fil mizani. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim. That the Prophet said, there are two words that are lovable to Allah and are very light on the tongue and are very heavy on the scale. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim. And the Prophet, he did not stop there. He made us, whenever you come and you are praying, you come to your ruku, what do you say? Subhana Rabbi al-Azim wa bihamdihi. You bring this statement there also. Which means you are saying in your ruku the most lovable words to Allah. You also go to sujada, he said, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la wa bihamdihi. You are saying the most lovable word to Allah in your sujada. All this far in this salah. What is the Prophet trying to make you to obtain, to achieve in front of Allah? For you to be loved before Allah. That's why Allah says, you say you love Allah, in kuntum tuhibbuna Allah, fattabi'uni. O Prophet, tell them to follow you. Follow the Prophet in the way he worships. Follow the Prophet in the way he does his things. Then you find out that Allah loves you. So here, this Allah said, فَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدُ رب السماوات رب الأرض رب العالمين ولو الكبرياء في السماوات والأرض. Then pride, كبرياء. Allah said in another place, الكبرياء ردائي وعظمة إزاري من نازعني واحدا منهما ألقاه في النار ولا أبالي. Kibriyau is my dress. That bigness, greatness, then Azama, that magnificence is the apparel of Allah. Don't wear it. Whoever seeks to fight with Allah with these two names, Allah said he will be thrown into hell and nobody will bother about him. Try your best. Don't ever stay in a place and you are trying to show pride. Pride for what? You are better than who? Don't say, I want to show that I'm magnificent. Who? All this is for Allah. You are a slave of Allah. You are a servant of Allah. To the extent when the Prophet is eating, he doesn't need to sit down completely. He used to raise one of his legs still up and squat to eat. Said, I am a servant, I will eat like a servant. Azizul Hakim. Allah says, he is the mighty one, then full of wisdom and does his things with wisdom. No matter how strong Allah has made you, always try to apply wisdom in what you are doing. Don't do things that nobody will ask you. Who will ask me if I do this? There is a day that you will be asked. The one that created you will ask. In the case of Allah, despite the fact that he is mighty, la yus'alu amma yaf'al. Nobody will ask him, why did he do this? But he still uses wisdom in what he does, let alone you, that you are a servant. This brings us to the end of this surah. May Allah grant us the blessing of this surah. Jaya al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
تنزيل الكتاب من الله العزيز.
سورة الأعقاف مكية وهي 34 آية. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حميم. تنزيل الكتاب من الله العزيز الحكيم. This surah is the last of the surahs starting with Hameem that Allah revealed in this chronological order at about the same time to the Prophet and they are all Makkan surahs. It has 54 verses according to our recitation of Porsche and Nafiu, and 53 verses in some other narrations. This starts with, like the other ones, Hameem, Tanzil al-Kitab min Allah al-Aziz al-Hakim. The starting is exactly the same starting with Surah Al-Jasiya. Well, Surah Al-Jasiya is telling us that in the firmament there are signs of Allah. On the earth there are signs of Allah. In you there are signs of Allah. With all the signs, they are there. This surah is making you to know that these signs that are there, Allah created them with truth. And then they are there for you today. They will not be there forever. Just like you yourself, you are witnessing these signs today, you will not be there forever. So take heed and take the opportunity of these signs as long as they last, as long as you can take heed and understand these signs and use them to get close to Allah. Signs are like signposts. When you follow them, they take you to where it is going to. If you follow this signpost, it will take you to Al-Aziz Al-Hakim, who is Allah. Hameem, like we said always, the best translation is Allahu A'lam bi muradihi bi zalik. Allah knows what he means. Allah knows best what he means by that. But if we look at it, there are seven of them, this surah, starting with Surah Al-Ghafir or Mumin. This surah that deliberated on the importance of a person standing out when things have gone bad. And he told us of the Mumin, Yaktumu Imanahu. Talk to us about him, how he stood firm with the truth, even in the face of tyranny. Even though he had to be diplomatic, he did it. And then, followed by Surah Fussilat, that deliberated on the details of how the creation of this world was, the details of the night and day. Then, followed by Surah Shura, talk also extensively on the need of always consulting with Allah, with the Prophet, with people, and knowing that the signs of Allah are there for you to read. And then Surah Az-Zukhruf, where Allah is telling you that don't allow this world to take you away. If not, because Allah is having mercy on us, Allah will say to those who say there is no Allah, he will give them the best of buildings in this world to see whether that will avail them of anything at the end of the day. From there, we had this surah that we started with in this month, Surah Dukhan, that told us of how blessed this book that is in front of us is, and that is also revealed at a blessed night. And that, if we follow it, we shall receive that blessing. Then from there, the Surah Al-Jasiya, when Allah is telling us that there is the signs of Allah, the miracles of Allah, anywhere we are in this universe, whether it is up, whether it is down. And when we look at these miracles, there is nothing that will remain for us except to say, فَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدِ. To Allah belongs the praise. فَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدِ. To Allah belongs the praise. رَبِّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَرَبِّ الْأَرْضِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. All those that say they are something, are they up to this? Then Allah is now going to tell us that everything that Allah is telling you that are his signs, that are miraculous, were created with truth. هو العزيز الحكيم ميم تنزيل الكتاب this book is revealed by Allah العزيز تنزيل الكتاب من الله from Allah العزيز الحكيم that is might is the mighty one الحكيم is one that is of wisdom if we hold to it Allah will make you to be mighty wherever you are he will make you to be wise wherever you are
ما خلقنا السماوات والأرض وما بينهما إلا بالحق وأجل مسمى والذين كفروا عما أنذروا مؤمنون
ما خلقنا السماوات والأرض وما بينهما إلا بالحق وأجل مسمى والذين كفروا أما أنذروا موردون أنا said let me tell you this ما خلقنا السماوات والأرض وما بينهما إلا بالحق وأجل مسمى I did not create the firmament I did not create this world this earth I did not create what is in between them except with truth and for an appointed time وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَمَّا أُنذِرُوا But those that do not believe in these statements we are saying as to the warning they are being warned مُورِدُون They have turned away from it. They are being warned, they are still digging far looking for the world. Here, when Allah said everything he created with truth. There are things in this world you will see and you say, ah, this thing is useless. What is it for? Whether something you look at it as good, or you look at it as bad, or you look at it as useful, or you look at it as useless, or you look at it as miraculous, or you look at it as despicable, all Allah created with truth. Lillahi, ma fi samawati, wa ma fi al-ardi, wa ma baynahuma. To Allah belongs everything in the firmament, everything on earth, and whatever is in between. Lillahi, man fi samawati, wa man fi al-ardi. To Allah belong all the things that have life in this firmament and in the earth. Lillahi, mulku samawati wal ard. To Allah belongs the dominion, the kingdom of the heavens and the earth. Why? If you go, sometimes people, like there are people, that, schools of thought of like Mu'tazilawat, that they say, Allah said, ما خلقنا السماوات والأرض وما بينهما إلا بالحق. Since Allah says it's with truth, whatever is nonsense, Allah did not create it. It's not true. Allah created everything. It may be nonsense, but with truth. It may be useful, but with truth. And this truth is only known if you hold to what Allah calls truth. The Quran is truth. Rasulullah is truth. The Sharia is truth. Allah has called these things truth. If you hold on to them, then you are holding to the truth. We said, this world, we are here for an examination. When we look at a question, an objective question, there are probably five answers there. Only one is correct. Is that not so? When you ask the question, to choose the one that is correct, what of the other ones? Are they correct? They are wrong. But the teacher put it there because he doesn't know what he's doing. He put it, those other four there with truth. Even though only one is correct, the rest are also there with truth. Because he wants to make sure that you know the truth and you know the one, you know the correct one and you know the one that is not correct. That's the way Allah has made it. He created something, he said, this one is halal, that one is haram. Who created the halal? Allah. Who created the haram? Allah. Who created al-khair? Allah. Who created the evil? Allah. Wallahu khalaqakum wa ma ta'malun. Everything that Allah creates is with truth. So he's testing you. If there was no falsehood, then how will Allah test your truthfulness? If there is no sharing, how will Allah test which one will you pick? Is it good? In the hereafter, when you go, everything is good. But today in this world, whether you see what is evil, what is good, what is sweet, what is bad, what is halal, what is haram, that is how Allah wants it. It belongs to Allah, and all of them, he put them there with truth. Wa ajali musamman, and for an appointed time. Are we seeing defilements? We are seeing them.
Yes.
One day, these defilements will go asunder. All will go away. This sun is a shamsu kuwirat. One day, it will be folded up. When it has finished its work, it will be folded up. They are just there today because of the examination that Allah has given us. To provide us with the heat we want, with the energy we want, with the food we want. All these things are there today for us. To serve as examination for us and to also serve as sustenance for us. إِذَا السَّمَاءُ شَقَّتْ وَأَذْنَتْ لِرَبِّهَا وَحُقَّتْ وَإِذَا الْأَرْضُ مُدَّتْ وَأَلْقَتْ مَا فِيهَا وَتَخَلَّتْ وَأَذْنَتْ لِرَبِّهَا وَحُقَّتْ. The firmament one day will all come. Everything will be finished. وَتَرَى الْجِبَالَ تَحْسَبُهَا جَامِدَةً وَهِيَ تَمُرُّ مَرَّ السَّحَابِ. This G, gravity due to acceleration, will be removed. Nothing will have any weight. Today, because of G, if you throw something at somebody, it hits him and it can kill him. That time, G is removed. Everything is like cutting wood. You yourself is like that. Everything you see Allah created in truth and for an appointed time. Nothing is there forever. But since this house was created to house the people of Allah, they will continue to be housed in it until their examination is finished. Look at the CBT centers. The CBT centers, what are there? Computers, internet services, chairs and tables. To do what? For people to come in there for their examination. When these ones come in the morning, they finish, they go out. Another set come in the afternoon, they finish, they go out. Another set come in the evening, they finish, they go out. The same thing tomorrow. They will continue to be coming in set, in set, in set. And all of them will be asked similar questions, but just been changed, but similar. After you have, everybody has finished his examination, what happens? You go and wait. It is marked, and the result will come out at one time. The same thing, we are in this world. When this set finishes, he goes, another set comes in. Finishes, he goes, another set comes in. Until everybody finishes, everything is recorded. They are marked, the angels have finished marking. Then we go and wait. إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا وَخَرَجَ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةٍ رَاضِيَةٍ وَمَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةٍ فَأُمُّهُ هَاوِيَةٌ. Those that succeed, they will be smiling, they will be happy. Those that did not succeed, it is their peril. So Allah is telling us now is happening to us today in our world today. We are seeing it. Let us take heed. ما خلقنا السماوات والأرض وما بينهما إلا بالحق وأجل مسمى. والذين كفروا أما أنذروا. These people that did not believe as to what they have been warned of, they turn their back.
قل أرأيتم ما تدعون من دون الله أروني ماذا خلقوا من الأرض أم لهم شرك في السماوات ائتوني بكتاب من قبل هذا
ما خلقنا السماوات والأرض وما بينهما إلا بالحق وأجل مسمى والذين كفروا أما أنذروا موردين. قل أرأيتم ما تدعون من دون الله أروني ماذا خلقوا من الأرض أم لهم شرك في السماوات ايتوني بكتاب من قبل هذا او اثارة من علم ان كنتم صادقين. Allah is now giving all disciples that are turning their backs onto what Allah is telling us and they don't believe. Ara'aytum ma tad'una min dunillah. All this you are calling other than Allah, whatever you are calling other than Allah. Allah is asking, Aruni ma zahalakum min al-ard. Show me what did they create in this earth alone. Aruni ma zahalakum min al-ard. Am lahum shirkun fi samawat? Or in the firmament, did they tell you that they have partners there that are assisting them to do what they are doing? Ituni bi kitabin min qabli hadha. If there is anything like that, or is it in any book before this time, then bring me that book, let us see it. Aw asalati min ilmin, or bring me any knowledge, wherever you can get the knowledge from, in kuntum sadiqin, if for sure you are telling the truth. Here, Allah is telling us, like I always say, if somebody tells you this idol that they have shaped, some are shaped like animals, some are shaped like human beings. You go and you sit, kneel in front of it. As long as you are shouting, has it ever given you any answer? What aduna min dunillahi? Aruni ma zakhalakum min al-ard. You can call it forever. It will never give you any answer. Because there is no life in it. And what human beings create has no life of its own. That's why take a toad. Take an aeroplane, put them by the side. This one is created by Allah. The aeroplane is created by the person. Let there be fire now. If the fire comes, in your presence, the toad will take his leave, pop, 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 and goes away. The aeroplane will stay there and fall into ashes. Why? Because the one that did the aeroplane is not living. The one that did the toad is living. So the secret is in that toad. There is no secret in this plane. So as small as the toad is better than anything any human being has created. So don't lift any creation of man above the creation of Allah. This is where, when Allah said, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ, that I have given dignity to the children of Adam, you must give dignity to any human being that is the children of Adam. Give them their dignity. If you don't, Allah is going to ask you, I dignified them. I gave them dignity. You refuse to give them dignity? You don't come and you start destroying people's houses. Why? No, I want to build a road. You are the one that want to build a road. Because of that, you bring destruction to my people. Anything you are going to do, be very careful. Allah does not joke with people with his creation. If anybody tells you that no, he is so strong, he himself, he is God, what have you created? Show us. Has any of them been able to create even one animal? Even an animal with life on it. The best they are trying to do now is what they call a robot. Robot, if the battery finishes, what happens? And that robot, you still need to put your own thought into it. It's going to only answer from as much as you load it with memory. All these things, let us be very careful. مَا ذَهَلَكُ مِنَ اللَّهِ أَمْ لَمْ شِرْكُمْ فِي سَمَاوَاتِ إِتُونِ بِكِتَابٍ مِنْ قَبْلِ هَذَا. There are several books of wisdom that have passed before us, whether books of philosophers, or books of some magicians, or books of some people that people believe have wisdom. Is any one of them that say that there is something that is Allah apart from Allah? No. How authority in ilmin, or anything little of any knowledge that can show you that there is something that is Allah apart from Allah. That's why the best thing you will ever say in this world is to attestify to that. La ilaha illallah. There is nothing, no deity but Allah. Muhammadun Rasulullah. The praiseworthy one, Muhammad, is the messenger of Allah. Always have it like this. If indeed you are telling the truth, show us what any other person has created. One day, like I said the other day, I was with somebody. They told me he's a Christian. He came. I said, "You are a Christian?" He said, "Yes." I said, "I'm always surprised when I see Christians." He said, "Why?" I said, "I don't understand how they say that Allah has a son. I don't understand it." I said, "No, Jesus is the Son of God." I said, "A Son of God?" I said, "Do you have a son?" He said, "Yes, he has a son." "What's your hope for your son?" "Is it to be a great person, even bigger than him?" "Then what should be Allah's hope for his own son?" Today you are working, you have a degree, you have built houses. You also want your son to also have degrees and build houses. Then what should the son of Allah, what should Allah wish for him? But does Allah have a son that cannot even build the smallest animal, let alone the firmament? You come out every day, you see this firmament, you see this sky covering you, you see this house of Allah covering you, and you say a person like you that goes to the market and eats, kana yakulani ta'am, Jesus Christ and his mother, they used to eat, meaning that when they eat, they go to toilet, and you say they are God, then he's too still. So if God has son, what the son will do is to also have his own world. He will only come here to come and invite us to come and see what he has done, to show us that the Son of God is as good as God can be. But if not, it's not understood. So anybody that tells you somebody is God, tell him, what has he created? Nothing. If indeed you are telling the truth. ومن أضل ممن يدعو من لا يستجيب له إلى يوم القيامة ومن أضل ممن يدعو من دون الله من لا يستجيب له إلى يوم القيامة وهم عن دعائهم غافلون ومن أضل who is more astray than man yad'u min dunillahi, that is calling other than Allah. What is he calling? Man la yastajibu lahu ila yawm al-qiyamati, one that will not answer him even from now till the day of judgment if he continues to call. Wa hum an du'aihim ghafilun, and even what he is calling that will not answer him, that thing also is negligent of his own calling. You are the one that is intelligent of what you are calling, but what you are calling does not know you are calling it. And not only does it not know you are calling, it will not answer you till the day of judgment. Who is more astray? Like one Sahabat has said, he said, when after entering Islam, he used to wonder, how can he be so senseless when he was in the Jahiliyyah, in the ignorant period? One day he traveled with his own idol. His idol was made up of dates. In those days, they would make idol in a shape that is appealing to them. He said when he went on the journey, he had problem of hunger, and he wouldn't get food to eat. He started removing the date from his idol and eating it, that he used in making the idol, and started eating it. So when he thinks of it, it makes him to... this thing, if this thing can help yourself, why is it that I finish eating it, nothing happened to it? You just see a stone because it's beautiful, you took it and you start worshiping it. And among all this, in truth, you are worshiping your passion. It's what your heart tells you you're just doing. You're not trying to reason. That's why Allah is telling us in the surah we just passed. Whenever something just appeals to you, start worshiping it. An idea just appears to you, start following it. No, listen. Allah give you ears to hear, then listen to the best of what you hear. Alladhina yastami'una al-qawla wa yattabi'una ahsanahu. You cannot restrict your ear from hearing, but you can constrict it to listen to the best of what you are hearing. Waman adallu mimman yad'u min dunillahi. Therefore, there is no person that is more astray, that is calling other than Allah. Whoever is calling other than Allah is more astray than any other person. And whoever is calling is man la yastajibu lahu ila yawmil qiyamati, is one that will not answer him up to the day of judgment. One that is also ignorant of what is calling him for. Hum and do I him, do I him.
فإذا حشر الناس كانوا لهم أعداء وكانوا في بأسهم كافرين.
وإذا حشر الناس كانوا لهم أعداء وكانوا بعبادتهم كافرين. These people that are calling other than Allah, let them see what will happen on the day where إِذَا حُشِرَ النَّاسُ, that mankind will be brought up from their graves and they will be going go to Allah. وَإِذَا حُشِرَ النَّاسُ كَانُ لَهُمْ أَعْدَاءً, all these idols will become an enemy to them. وَكَانُوا بِعِبَادَتِهِمْ كَافِرِينَ, and all these idols, all the worship they were doing to these idols, the idols will deny it, because that day they will be an enemy. They say, Allah make me to be in this world. I was just there to assist you, but you came. The worship you should worship Allah, you turn it into me. Allah, seize him and punish him. I did not send him. All of us, anything you are worshiping today, tomorrow is going to be like that. Whether it's children, your children you are worshiping. Whether it's your wife you are worshiping. Whether it's your position you are worshiping. All these positions did not ask you to worship them. They will become your enemies tomorrow. So that day, Allah will bring everybody up. The one that has done good, وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. Whoever has done good work, he will see it. That day, وَإِذَا حُشِرَ النَّاسُ, whoever has done evil work, he will see it. Whatever is of no use to you today will be of no use tomorrow. There is nothing of use in this world except Allah and the Prophet. Let's hold at all times to Allah. Let's hold to this book. Let's understand it. Whatever Allah asks us to do, let us do it. Whatever He asks us to abandon, let us abandon it. It is for our own good. A day is coming when there will be recompense for your staying in this world. You are not created for play. Allah said just now, مَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا that He created everything in truth. And I told you of an examination, an objective exam that is set, where you are asked to pick the correct answer and the rest are there. That is with truth that the teacher put it there. If you are given a job to do, a big position in government, then you are taken to an office and they put you in that office. They say, this is your writing table. This is your messenger. These are your assistants that will be helping you to work. This is a fridge. This is even a microwave. These are coffee in case you have visitors. They give you everything you need in that office. Are they provided there for you out of play? Because the government doesn't know what to do with its money, they provided all this for you. Even they give you vehicles, that these vehicles should assist you. Why? For you to do the work that you are brought to come and do. But you go to office, instead of you to do the work, you sit down. Your colleagues will come to your office. You should say they should make tea. They make tea. What is for visitors? You bring it out. You start eating. You start making jest from one story to another story, from one social media to another social media. Maybe you bring out cards and you start playing cards. You start playing games inside the office. When the month ends and the work you are asked to do, you have not done it, and they come to investigate you, will they leave you there? They will punish you. The same way Allah has given us everything you are seeing in the world now. Because of the work we are coming to do, so that we can stay in this world and do it comfortably, that's why Allah gave us. Everything He created for you, to make this world comfortable for you. But what work are you asked to come and do? To worship Allah and to see to what level can you get to in worshiping Allah. And in worshiping Allah, you have your hearing, like I said, you have your sight, you have your mind. The hearing is the first to develop, followed by the sight, followed by the mind. But it is the mind that Allah is looking at. It is the one that continues to develop until you leave this world. And as it's developing, it is raising your soul to a new level. The mind of a child is not like the mind of an adolescent. The mind of an adolescent is not like the mind of an adult. The mind of an adult is not like the mind of an elderly person. The mind of an elderly person is not like the mind of a person that is very old. If he was walking throughout, he find that his mind is rising every second in good. It's rising somewhere. That's why a time will come. You don't even need to talk. Alladhina yadhkuruna Allah qiyaman wa qu'udan wa 'ala junubihim. From your standing, you go to sitting down. From sitting down, you go to lying down. And it's time you are lying down that you find out your prayers are strongest. Because at that time, you have gotten elderly. Your mind is now so close to God. If you see elderly people that are sheikhs, why do people go to them and say, I want an elderly man to pray for me? Why? Because he has stayed in this world. The mind is supposed to be close to God. But an elderly person, that the mind is far away from God, is a useless person. He never used the world. What it was meant for? So everything Allah created with truth for us. And whatever we are doing, Allah created with truth to judge us. Okay, that's where we stopped. So may Allah forgive all of us. May Allah forgive us. May Allah accept our work in this Ramadan. May Allah strengthen our faith. May Allah make us to understand the Quran better. May Allah make us to be growing daily. Like we said, you are growing forever. As long as you stay in this world, you are growing. That's why you don't wish for death. Your body will grow and stop. Your sight will grow and stop. But your mind will grow forever. May our mind be growing and raising our souls forever. Jai Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah set our leaders aright. May Allah bless our country. All those bringing evil into our country, may Allah defeat them for us. All those bringing evil to Islam, may Allah defeat them for us. May Allah raise Islam. May Allah strengthen Muslims above other people that are not Muslims. May Allah strengthen our faith. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala assist us with truth. May Allah assist us with truth. May Allah assist truth. And may Allah humiliate falsehood. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us what we are going to eat, what we are going to drink, what we are going to wear, the houses we are going to stay in, what we are going to write. May Allah give all of them to us. May Allah give us good weather at all the time. May Allah give us good season. May Allah give us good harvest. May Allah bring us this year's rainy season to be a blessed one. May Allah lower the price of things. May Allah take famine away from us. May Allah take hunger away from us. May Allah take nakedness away from us. Bijahil Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. All those women that are looking for husbands, may Allah grant them good husbands. All the men that are looking for wives, may Allah grant them good wives. All people that are looking for children, may Allah give them dutiful children. May Allah make all of us to be good Muslims, to be good, faithful Muslims. Bijahil Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah reward the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for us. May Allah reward other ulama. May Allah reward our sahabas. May Allah make us to live this world with kalima. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alamin. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki Yawmid Din. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdina as-sirata al-mustaqima siratal ladzina an'amta 'alaihim ghairil maghdubi 'alaihim waladdallin. Allahumma salli 'ala sayyidina Muhammadin al-Fatih lima ughliq wa khatim lima sabaqa nasul haqqul haqq wal hadi ila siratikal mustaqim wa 'ala ali haqqa qadri mukaril azim. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.